This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, G3CFN. Hello, G3CFN. This is VS1DZ calling you. Are you receiving me okay? Over.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. G-g-ga!
Wow.
Mmm. Smell it.
Kevin and Bean. Oh, Kevin and Bean. Yeah.
Watch what you're doing, mother effer!
So I'm gonna need Kevin to step it up and stop being so dumb, so it's more believable and doesn't sound so fake. So can you be better and less of whatever it is that you are?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning, gentlemen. What are the haps?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is this your idea of getting jiggy with it?
And now,
I like to think of myself as a trim tab. And all of us are trim tabs. We may seem like we're not up to the task, but we are, man. We're alive.
Our feature presentation.
I love that dude so much.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 11th of January.
No $40 yesterday.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah, today's Friday. Today's the day that Donna claims that she has seen his truck out next door to the neighbor's house. That's the day they do the maintenance.
Mm-hmm. It's not his truck, dude.
Well, somebody's truck, and somebody I'm going to get $40 from. So that poor guy is in the wrong truck at the wrong time then.
Right? Because you'll take it out of him.
Mr. Nunchucks.
Right? That's right, man. Don't think I won't. I just want to give you guys the update.
I think you won't, by the way.
That's
cool.
No $40 yet.
Right.
Still looking.
You're not going to get that $40, and you're going to be perfectly fine.
It's first of all, the damage is done. I'm not going to be perfectly fine. I'll never come back from this.
Right, sure.
It's been 6 days.
That is a death blow.
It's been 6 days, and it's like a heartache, you know? Sure. You think you're past it, and then, you know, just, you know, you smell her perfume, and then all of a sudden, it's the pain returns, and that's what it's like. I saw money yesterday.
And you
I
did. Thought,
remember when I used to have money?
Right. Yeah.
So
money,
that's the update.
Trucks, oil, black guys.
Sure.
I mean, it's never ending.
Anytime I see any of those things, it hurts all over again.
Oh, man.
So I'm hoping to have some good news for y'all on Monday.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I send you $40?
Right.
That's not the point.
Yeah, it's okay. Not about the 40 bucks.
It's not about the $40.
No.
Yeah. It's about that $40.
It's about a wounded man.
Exactly.
You know what we need to do? Since the man looked shockingly like Ving Rhames.
I mean, let's also not like put out the idea that that was Ving Rhames.
No, of course.
It looked just like him.
I'm saying...
Oh, you think it might have been.
Just saying, the story's insane.
I'm saying we bother Ving Rhames to the point where he's like, fine, I'll do it.
So he goes and does
We send him to New Orleans.
I like it.
He walks up, $40 We square. Cool. Bye.
But so, then what about nunchucks, man?
Well, we'll warn him ahead of time. Yeah. Listen, this man is out of his mind. He's got nunchucks.
I'm just supposed to pretend
that
I made
no idea how to use them.
Right.
Because a guy who looks like Ving Rhames took the money and we're the real Ving Rhames to come.
We're doing our best to heal you.
And I appreciate that. It's not enough.
Okay. All right. Got it. If we got Ving Rhames to go.
Not enough.
Not the right guy. Here's the headline. Woman scorched by exploding... Woman scorched by exploding vibrator is put off sex toys for life.
Oh, nightmare.
Scorched, yeah. You said.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now, we've done... we've had many phone topics over the years about guys that, you know, that have nut injuries or something like that. They get, you know, kicked in the groin, a lot of pain. I don't think we've ever done hoo-ha disasters, have we, Allie?
We did. We talked about... different disasters of both regions. A lot of girls had talked about trying to climb over a fence or bike situations.
Ooh, riding a horse can be treacherous, right?
I don't think we've ever done vibrators gone wrong, though. That might be fun.
A woman claims she has been put off sex toys for life after she was burned by an exploding vibrator. Her name is Carrie Esplin, 25. She was about to use the Buzz Tongue Finger Vibrator when she... It does it all, doesn't it? It's like a Swiss Army knife of vibrators.
Sounds like she's just making up random names.
Also, yeah, that's terrible marketing.
Right.
That is the that's the title of a popular vibrator that is sold by the Love Honey Company.
Sure.
She claims the battery pack flew out with such force that it hit the bedroom ceiling.
Oh.
The battery, which appears to have corroded, then landed on her top, scorching her jumper and leaving a mark on her chest.
Oh, this is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
You thought it was going to be in use.
Yes!
Yeah, she was just getting set up.
Happened. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I agree with Allie. That was much better. This is much better.
Yeah.
Cassie said she felt like she had been punched and the metal missile left a black mark on her bedroom ceiling. By the way, photos of all of this, including the mark on her chest and the black mark on the ceiling, available at the Daily Mirror. The car dealership worker from Norwich, by the way, that seems dangerous to put her name, photo, and location where she works in the newspaper.
This is good.
Said I was going to try it for the first time, and it made a really loud bang. I just froze. I was so shocked. I thought, oh, my God, what happened? I was holding it close to my face at one point, too, and it could have hit me in the eye. I could have been blinded by a 4-pound sex toy. Thank God I wasn't using it. It could have caused some real damage. I jumped out of my skin. I was in so much shock.
My mom always said I'd go blind from that.
This toy, by the way, is generally 12 pounds, Allie, and was reduced for January sales, just 4 pounds.
Yeah, it's actually been reduced again. I just looked it up. It's now 320.
How about that?
Lovehoney.co.uk.
Yep.
She has used toys before. She chose this one on the recommendation of a friend. It was delivered to her in the post, and it came with a battery that she says exploded when she tried it out that night. By the way, there might be nothing wrong with the toy. It might just be a bum battery, right?
From what we know, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bum battery.
It happened when she was in her bedroom alone, minutes away from testing it for the first time. I put the batteries in and it exploded in my hand, blah, blah, blah. So the good news is she is okay.
Yeah.
She has been offered a full refund. Mm-hmm. She says she is now too scared and may well be put off having fun with toys for life. She couldn't believe that it happened.
I mean, good or work. Cheer her up.
Right?
I'm saying that's a horrible thing to have her name and her address, everything in there.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So. And she's real pretty, too.
Oh, even worse.
So I expect that people will be stopping by to offer a more realistic replacement for the vibrator.
People know she's lonely.
Exactly, yes. First time the company has ever received a complaint about this product, they say.
Doesn't mean you're lonely if you use sex toys.
That's true.
Okay.
It's me. I read about you in the paper. I'll be out here for the next few hours letting you know I am completely available, unmarried, single... let me in?
No batteries.
No, I won't scar your chest. Oh. At least voluntarily.
Can't promise that.
Yeah.
Well, happy new year and good luck to you, Cassie.
Oh. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is outrageous. I didn't sign up for this.
Why does a naked restaurant have to close in Paris? What could have gone wrong?
Well, how many times did you patronize them?
That's a good point. I mean,
I've been to Paris, but
still.
Could have flew there.
Naked restaurant.
I mean, you can't complain about a business going out of business if you didn't go.
I guess you have me there.
Yep.
Bean makes his guest on the show today. We're going to talk to Milwaukee Brewers Christian Yelich.
I'm very excited about that. He's a very impressive young man.
He's from Thousand Oaks, and he is doing a celebrity softball game to help Thousand Oaks, which is very cool. Brand new internet roundup. We have Ashley Esqueda from CES talking about all the new electronics that they have debuted. We have Rams tickets.
Wow. Yeah, giving away playoff tickets.
Rams tickets for tomorrow's game.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're going to do that a little bit later on this morning with Rams songs. Rams fan songs. So maybe start working on that.
Yeah. If you're up early, you can get a jump on everybody.
Right. And keep it 100 because it's Friday. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
I work with a group of people who were disappointed that the thing didn't explode while she was using it, by the way.
I mean, I don't think we were disappointed, but that's what we all thought was going to happen.
Sounded like you were really bummed out that she was just in the prep mode.
I mean, maybe a little.
All right, it is Friday, you guys.
Hey.
Yay.
5:55.
Dear Lord.
Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for getting that in, Kevin. I appreciate it. All right. Hey, Glass, you guys. Glass. It's in theaters on January 18th. Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, James McAvoy, Sarah Paulson, and more. But how would you, yes, you, listening so early, like to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Glass at Pacific's The Grove on January 15th?
Yeah!
I know, kids. Just give a call right now. We'll give the first five winners a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Glass. 1-800-520-1067. First five.
Put them on the glass!
I don't think that's in the movie, but could be. So here's the thing. I'm giving something away, just buttering you up, because I'm about to do something.
Oh.
That I thought, do I do it early in the show? Just get it out of the way? Or am I doing it early and that's a bad thing? Because now it's in your head. That's all you're going to be thinking for the rest of the day.
Those are tough choices. Two bad choices.
Two bad choices. But a song has hit the Billboard Hot 100 this week at number 32. And I'll just say it swam onto the Billboard Hot 100 and it's treading water at 32. Hit it, Steve! I mean, we've got more. No? That's all you wanted?
I mean, we do.
I mean, we get the gist.
But that how?
That is
and why?
32 on the Billboard Hot 100 this week. That's ridiculous.
I thought that was an older song, like last year sometime, or even before
I think
that.
I think it was released even way before that.
That's
like it picked up steam over the years, right?
Because of all the memes, probably.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
That's
it's just craziness. A huge thing for kids, and kids love it. But in December, the Wowie toy company announced it would be dropping Baby Shark plush toys. When you hug the toys, it starts the song. What song is that? The entire stock sold out in just 2 days, now on third-party seller sites for ridiculous amounts of money. There's books, shirts, coffee mugs, and more of Baby Shark, you guys.
Anyone who's about to have a kid is screwed, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wait until we name it Baby Shark.
Remember for a long time, we used to talk to parents about, I have a kid, and I love my kid, and I want my kid to be happy, but I refuse to let Barney on my TV.
Right.
Where, you draw the line somewhere.
Right.
You're going to try to avoid Baby Shark at all costs if you can, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, the Baby Shark dance version, which is what we hear, has a history that goes back to 2007.
Wow.
That long, wow.
Yeah, this is, it charted in Germany, like where it's doing here, back in 2008. So this is an old
crazy. I think what's happening is the way that they compile the charts now is involved. All the streaming services are involved. So every meme that involves Baby Shark, every YouTube video that involves Baby Shark, it all kind of counts toward the total. And it just seems to, still be growing and growing and growing. I wonder how far it'll go.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it indeed.
Stop it indeed. Well, maybe there's another song that you love that you'd rather hear more of.
Okay.
Hit it, Steve.
like to hear more of this.
For sure. I agree.
We have that option. Is the hand farter also on the charts?
Is this charting?
Fortunately, I hate this when people say it's charting.
Yeah. This is Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. I love it.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. It's not this version. It's the actual Queen version. If you've been avoiding seeing Bohemian Rhapsody because you're like, I don't know if I could see it in a theater, I'll just want to sing along.
Right.
Well, now's your chance. Starting today, sing-along screenings of the blockbuster Queen biopic.
Oh, that's going to be terrible.
In more than 750 theaters across North America.
Here's the thing. You might love this song, but it's a tough song to sing, even if you can sing.
Yeah. Ooh. And a whole audience singing this.
This is going to be bad.
That's a, it's a nightmare. It's masterful.
Right?
Right? Amazing. So, yeah.
Great.
Check your local theaters out. See if you can go sing along with a bunch of other people.
Fantastic.
In a movie theater.
Ever been to the Grease or the Mamma Mia or any of the other sing-alongs that they have in theater? Sound of Music does it.
Nope.
I'm not, mm-hmm. No.
No, me neither.
All right.
Good chat.
Well, I was just wondering if you guys might have participated in that. I mean, I can see the appeal of it if you're a certain type of person.
I mean, I have gone to the Sound of Music sing-along at the Greek.
Do you sing along?
Oh, yeah. Everyone sings along. It's awesome.
There's not bad singers that ruin it for everybody?
There's awful singers all around you, and you might be a bad singer, but who cares?
Okay.
You're having a great time, because doe a deer, am I right?
Were you drinking?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm not singing those songs sober. What? All right, some birthdays for you. Amanda Peet, Naomi Judd, and Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one.
Mm-hmm. We're past that, right?
I don't think so.
Mary J. Blige in a once... God. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one.
That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
There's a topic that's fascinating to me, and not in a creepy way, but I don't think we've ever done a segment where we have talked about why some people are nudists. You know, the naturism market, I guess is how it's referred to, has expanded all over the globe. In Paris, for instance, they have afternoons where the museums are closed, or a museum is closed, except for nude people. They have nude bowling nights. They have nude swimming hours.
You say nude bowling nights?
Yes.
That seems dangerous.
Have you guys, and of course, obviously, in Southern California, we have some places that are nude beaches. Have you guys ever been at all attracted to the nude lifestyle?
No.
I haven't, only because I have seen who's been attracted to the nude lifestyle.
Right, but you could raise the bar on what's on the beach.
Well,
though,
if I
you
appreciate
went down
that.
There.
Raising the bar is what I'm afraid of.
That's why Kevin stayed away. But there are people all over the world who are really, really, really into it, and I'd love to do that as a phone topic sometime and find out what it is, because I'm sure that it's easy to laugh at it and go, they're just voyeurs. They just want to go see other people naked, and it's a sexual thing. But my understanding is most people who are into nudism, it's not at all sexual. It's just about feeling unencumbered and free and, you know, out of the chains of society and clothes that you have to
wear.
Can't
tell me what to do, man.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I say all that to say this. I have bad news for you if you were making plans to head to Paris for the Au Naturel restaurant. The nude restaurant.
That's my plans for vacation this year.
I know. No. I'm so sorry, Kevin. We don't go till March. This is going to be closed down by then.
Oh.
For 15 months, it existed in Paris and closed down because, as they say in the New York Post article, they just couldn't put enough butts in the seat. And by the way, that does bring up a hygienic issue.
Yeah.
When you go in and sit down, how's that work? Right?
Yeah, there are a lot of problems with a naked restaurant.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of the news story of them closing the restaurant, and don't think they left any pun unturned.
A Parisian restaurant for the undressed is certainly in for a nude awakening.
Ugh. I mean, come on.
By the way, this is why I hate puns.
Uh-huh.
Not because of the good ones. Mm-hmm. There are good ones, but bad ones, man. So many people try it and they ruin it.
Newscasters kind of nail. Yeah. But nail bad puns.
For a nude awakening.
Yeah, I got
Kevin.
That. See, because they meant rude, but they threw in new. I get it, but okay, that makes me want to punch that guy. Okay,
all right.
Au Naturel, located in Paris, opened in November 2017 and gave customers a place to hang their hat and their clothes as well.
Oh, hey, see?
Not only their hat,
but your clothes.
Because it's the city's first nudist restaurant. While a restaurant like that may have turned a lot of heads, it may not have turned out customers. Au Naturel announced in a recent Facebook post they'll be closing their doors in February 2019. We will only remember the good times meeting beautiful people and customers who were delighted to share exceptional moments.
And we'll remember the cleaning bills, too. Oh. Remember, try to get the chairs in good shape.
Right, how do you turn over a table? Like, how much do you have to clean?
Yeah.
To get one group out, another group in.
That's a great question. Oh.
The post went on to call on customers to support the restaurant in its last few weeks and enjoy a last naked dinner. So if you want to bear it all for a fine dining meal in the City of Love, here's what you're in for. According to the local, customers shed their clothes in a cloakroom, and obviously you leave your cell phone and camera in there as well, because maybe this isn't the best place to take food pics for your Instagram.
Now, if you were going to the naked restaurant, Kevin, is that the type of thing you'd feel comfortable going with friends and family? Or would you only be able to go with strangers?
I would go by myself and ruin it for everyone. That would be my goal.
Hey, lady, nice Hooters, would be what Kevin would be yelling for.
I just walk around. Hey, you going to finish that?
You're given a list of rules outlining what type of behavior is acceptable and what is frowned upon.
See, that's their problem. Right there, that's their problem.
Too judgy.
Right? Too judgy, too many rules.
Yeah, if we're coming in, we're gonna enjoy it.
Let's go for it.
It just didn't even occur to me until I was playing this back that you really can't go with your family.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, I think there are nudist families, for sure.
I guess, but is this what you want for Grandma's 100th?
Yes.
Also, there is a large white curtain over the outside windows to shield from any ogling people passing by. And for the germaphobes out there, this probably isn't your restaurant. But Fox News reports waiters and kitchen staff do remain clothed for obvious reasons.
Okay. I mean, that's better if your fear was too much naked body getting near where your food is being prepared or served.
Right. Sure.
That does help a little bit.
And this restaurant might be one of the few places you can celebrate your birthday
in your birthday suit.
Yes!
That was an alley-oop to himself.
Oh, run.
That is some BS right there.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's time for a mug's... What are we calling this?
Beer mug side hustle.
Didn't have his mic on. Say again.
Beer mug side hustle. My name is Beer Mug and I need some money because Kevin and Bean... Now I'm looking for a side hustle that will make me rich, so I can tell Kevin and Bean that I quit this bitch. It's now time for another installment of Beer Mug Side Hustle with me, Beer Mug. Bruh, bruh.
Is one of your side hustles doing the worst Jamaican accent ever?
And by worst, you mean best?
Why is it a Jamaican accent?
I hope you can get paid for cultural appropriation, because then you're good.
I was thinking about all of Muggs' side hustles, and I think the one that lost him the most money was his brief attempt at being an Uber driver.
Yeah. Well, in that he bought a separate car for that and then didn't do it.
That's right. And then didn't do it. Just had two car payments instead. So where are we in the side hustle right now? Are you new and refreshed for 2019, Beer Mug?
I'm ready to go. After such a humongous year of side hustling with the ASMR video, with my mumble rap gig, I mean, Muggos opening up K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah.
And bar mitzvahs.
The mitzvah brothers. 2019 has just taken off. Okay. And this all is stemming from listener Martin's diss track. Muggos.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So he pretty much came at me pretty hard after I made mumble rap.
Okay, so I have a clip first of mumble rap and then of his response.
Yeah.
And then your new side hustle is going to be what?
I'm the best battle rapper in the world.
Oh, no.
He's a battle rapper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he looked right at me when he said
it. He did, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's Muggos.
What's up, man? It's Beer Mug.
Beer Mug!
A.K.A. Muggos.
Muggo!
This is my new song called Mumble Rap.
Ha!
I'm about to get it.
Looks like you came back for mo.
Bring it.
I am the star of the show. Beer Mug.
My belly I like to show.
Harry.
flabby and feeling like go.
Fat ass.
No one can mess with my flow.
Try it.
Jackass, don't try this at home.
Knoxville.
Hate me, but you're the asshole.
Douchebag.
Something that rhymes with asshole.
Finish.
Mumble rap. Mumbling. This is mumble rapping. Mumbling.
I gotta tell you, you should have retired right then.
Yeah. That was so good.
That was so good.
It's hard to follow that up. But, but Martin, listener Martin, who's a huge fan of the Kevin and Bean Show, made this pretty good diss track.
Okay.
And what better time than to respond and be a battle rapper now that we have Jensen on the show, who was once the number one battle rapper in Southern California.
Okay, so he did your response?
No.
Well, you did it.
Yeah, but...
So why are you saying Jensen's here?
Well, because he's going to tell me how I did.
I see.
I think it's important for me to hear Martin.
Yeah, okay. We got to hear Martin's first diss track.
Here's
the
diss track. Okay.
Sup, muggos? Heard your song on K-Rock. Guess you weren't making it a rock world. Thought you'd give rap a shot, huh? Well, let me put that thought to rest. Yo, muggos, beer mug, whatever your name is. Hope K-Rock keeps you, cause your raps ain't getting famous. Things you say, it's like your mouth shooting farce. You make Bean seem normal, and Kevin looks smart. Your flow was okay, but your lyrics below average. You sound like an even worse 21 Savage. Acting like your queen, and that was your bohemian. We'd rather hear jokes from Armenian comedian.
I mean, really, when he goes Armenian comedian, you're screwed. Yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate.
Pretty hard. So, you know, he obviously...
It ended there, if I'm going to be honest. Well, I just felt like that was a knockout.
He is obviously a big fan of the show, and he had a lot to go on by knowing everything I've done on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right. That's how you do battle raps.
Right, and I had very little, mind you. All I knew really about Martin is that he lives in Glendale.
Okay.
And he's a better rapper than you.
Right, that both.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So I went into the lab, sat down... Smoked a couple joints, took a couple sips of 40s.
Oh, this is definitely going to be a good rap song, then.
Right?
And I came with my clapback to Martin's Muggos diss track.
Sup, Martin? I heard your Muggos diss track on K-Rock. I guess you weren't making it in Glendale. Thought you'd give talking smack a shot, huh? Well, let me show you why I'm the best. Yo, Martin, Marty, whatever your name is your mouth in outer space? Cause you're speaking from Uranus. Yeah, the things I say, they might be dumb, but I do like beats and I do like playing drums. My flow is sick, yours below average. If Brussels sprouts could rap, you would be sour cabbage. If envy is green, you're St. Patty and a leprechaun. Riding Gumby, picking boogers, smoking out with Cheech and Chong. I've tried lots of diets, but I'd rather drink a six pack. You went and dissed me, but your insults fell so flat. Your friend should have warned you not to start a war, but bring it, Dr. Martin, it's my pleasure, not a chore. Taco Bell, Burger King, and Panda Express, you forgot to mention Wendy's, you can't even come correct. Don't quit your day job, Martin's diss is weak. Never been to Glendale, I hear the gallery is neat. You're bad, and not the Michael Jackson type of way. Everything you said, I say 50 times a day. I signed up for Uber, and yeah, it was a fail. I should probably never step my fat ass up on a scale. Hearing your diss track was really kind of flattering. I'm doing you a favor by responding to your jabs at me. I'm cringy doing interviews and worse than Dodger Blues. But be honest, Dr. Martin, they all know me, not you. When I hear your track, I'd rather drink cyanide. I'd rather hear Mama Mutt talk trash my entire life. Rather eat rubber than a double quarter pounder. In the food chain of the sea, I'm a shark, you're a flounder. I hear you talking, Martin, but you're just squawking, Martin. I'm about to crush your dreams cause you ain't Dr. Martin. Try to diss me, emphasis on try to, Martin. I think your diss track should probably just retire, Martin. No matter where you move, from Venice to Santa Monica, I don't want that hug, and I don't want you wishing me happy Hanukkah. I just killed you on your own beat, Martin. And if you're gonna blah blah and pew pew, why don't you do it with a little more gusto, like blah 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 and pew pew pew. Next.
Guys,
it's only
I'm just nervous someone's gonna die. This is how Tupac and Biggie started.
This just got real.
This just got real. We're officially in beef season.
It is beef season.
It turns into sheer delight. Right? Orgasmic jubilation.
Right?
Absolutely breathtaking.
That's great.
As electrifying as a hairdryer thrown into a hot tub, my friend.
Right?
That was fantastic.
Wow.
I'm very nervous because he's right in a sense that he has a lot out there.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, it's like a signed rapper doesn't battle just a kid on the street because, like, the kid on the street knows everything about him.
Right.
He found a way to do it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was very good.
I'm going to say I was nervous when you rhymed average and cabbage. But then, I mean, there were moments where I was concerned about Martin's family.
Right?
Yeah.
This is big.
Now, Jensen, you were a great battle rapper at one time.
Yes.
Probably the greatest Jewish rapper of all time, I would imagine.
Not much competition, but I'll take it.
Okay. That's a fantastic technique that Muggs got into, which is to take apart Martin's disses one by one.
On his own beat.
On his own beat, right.
On his own beat. I mean, that is a technique used to, like Muggo said, to murder him on his own beat.
I
didn't think that at the end of this segment I would say the ball is in Martin's court.
Oh,
yeah! Man.
It's on.
That was another installment of Beer Mug Side Hustle. Don't quit your day job. Blah, blah. It's Kevin and Bean.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Time for the APRO line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day. I know it's the 11th of January, but allow me to go back to the holidays just for this first call.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. It's still 2018. Hi. Cheers from the Gomez family.
I left that behind in 2018.
Did you?
I did. I said, we're not going to make this a thing for the rest of time.
I love it then. I'm good with that because I knew it was going to be a disaster. We did a topic of Allie thinks it would be interesting to have a penis for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that got a lot of response.
All right, Allie McKay, I'm totally with you. I have thought about having a penis for a day. And I will tell you that I would have a giant box of tissues and not leave my room all day.
She'd be crying. She was so happy she had the penis,
right,
you guys.
That's what she meant. Right, that's what she meant, sure.
You found your soulmate there, Allie.
I found a lot of soulmates.
Yes, you did.
Every woman that we talked to
including
said
this one.
Amazing things.
Not only would I want a penis for a day, I would want a penis for a month. And I'd go to TJ's, and I'd get hookers, and I would get on Hollywood Boulevard, and it would I'd get random sex stuff. I would have sex with everything and just go crazy with hookers.
Okay. Could I just suggest Tijuana maybe is not the place to go for hookers?
I feel like it's just a month. She gets to get rid of it. It doesn't matter what happens to the penis after that month.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Me and my penis, if I ever had one, I agree with one of the callers. It needs to be like a week, and I'm going to I won't wear clothes. Like, I'm not putting on clothes because my penis is just going to be flopping in the wind. Oh, my God. Can you just imagine that? And then I'm going to, have, little dance parties with it. Like, I'm going to put a little top hat and a little cane, and we're going to have one of those little dance parties. And then when I eat, I'm going to have a plate for me and a plate for my penis. And I'm going to eat your spaghetti penis. And I even have a name. It's going to be called Harry. Harry the penis. My daughter thinks I'm crazy. Everybody else thinks I'm crazy, but I feel like I'm crazy. I can't wait. I want a penis.
Your people, Allie.
What is happening?
Why a top hat and a cane?
That's what I was
going to
ask. I could understand the top hat, but I don't understand the
detail of the dinner being a spaghetti.
Right?
Oh, amazing. Hey, guys. Isn't it crazy that Danielle and Jensen's baby will come into this world and already have his own theme song? Baby carp, doo 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 doo. Baby carp, doo 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 doo. Baby carp,
doo 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 doo. Baby carp. That's awesome.
That's genius.
That's pretty good, right?
Pretty good. I mean, I think we may have found a name.
Hey guys, I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year. And with that, I think we should start the new year off right. And I would just like to say one thing.
All right.
Look, we're not doing it.
Nope.
Man, moving on.
It's not happening. It isn't. It's not. I was working in the lab. We're not going to do that for the whole year.
No, we're not. Try us again when you hear Halloween spooks next. That's when you can try us again.
This message is being forwarded from Kevin Ryder's voicemail.
Oh.
Hi, this is Kelly calling from your CVS pharmacy. I'd just like to let you know that your anal wart removal cream, your butt plugs, and your Viagra are now in. And we also got those extra small condoms that you needed. So please go ahead and let me know when you'll be coming in so I can set those aside for you. Thank you and have a great day.
How did somebody hack into your voicemail, Kevin?
I don't know, but CVS has everything, you
they
guys.
They really do.
They really do.
What up, Kevin? The Bean. Omar, my guy. This Colorado podcast listener, I was catching up on some other episodes. December 7th, you guys did the Kevin and Bean karaoke. Please tell me you pulled Kevin's karaoke bit for a moment with, because that was amazing. Kevin, you rock. Don't change.
I'd like to just say that we shouldn't let people ask for things and then play it, right? Mm-hmm.
I think you owe an apology, A, to the interrupters, and B, to anyone that hasn't heard this, because it's life-changing.
I think the FCC makes us do it.
Like, is that right?
Yeah, if someone asks for
it. I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the... Hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What? Bees, not beers.
She had the hive, now the beer...
Hit the hive.
She hit the hive and...
I didn't hear what night this was.
It's night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, that was longer than a moment, don't you think? It was like a half hour with Kevin.
The best.
Hey, I'm calling for Wake Dove. Dave, wait, Wake Dove? Is Wake Dove there, Kevin?
Come on.
Wake Dove, anyone?
Come on.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Receipts. Oh, man, they got Wake Dove, Wake Dave.
What?
They got...
Nope, keep going. Finish it up, Kevin.
Yes.
Yes. Kevin was just giving everybody the signal to shut up.
Come on. You can do it.
Every hour, woke Dave on their tail. That's what I was trying to say.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
So good.
I'm exhausted. 323-520 AFRO 24 hours a day.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
How about a little Bean makes us guess?
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh.
Gets penis slapped. Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean makes us guess.
Yes. Why being a dick or dumb or anything like that has anything
all
to do
relevant.
With
all
future.
Relevant.
Really? Because I feel like we could improve that intro.
Do you guys do what I do, which is when you hear some of those clips, you go, why would I have said that ever?
Every time.
Ever.
I think this is going to be a fun one, you guys, and very relatable. This is a topic we have all done, okay? When you check out of a hotel, it's amazing how easy it is to forget something important and leave it behind. You got a plane to catch. You've got other things on your mind. You're gathering up all your belongings, stuffing them into your suitcase. Sometimes it's a rush job. This is a survey of Australian hotels for last year. And the question was, what is the most common item left behind in a hotel room by travelers? We've all done it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure a lot of things are coming to mind. According to this finder.com.au, the most commonly left behind items in Australian hotel rooms last year. Kevin, as usual, you get to guess first.
Dildo.
It's funny you should say that.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Sex toys are number 8 on the list.
Wow.
I know you were kidding.
Wow.
But imagine that conversation later on where you go, oh, did I forget? Oh, no. Some poor maid had to come in and that was laying there. But yes.
I got one right with a comedy answer.
Sex toys, number 8 on the list. You are on the board. Beer mug, you're up next.
Got to go with phone charger.
Far and away, number 1.
Oh,
nice.
In fact, one hotel last year recorded finding 370 phone chargers.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Which is more than one a day, you guys.
Wow.
But it makes sense. I mean, sometimes you have to plug it in, you know, behind the bed or something like that, or behind the bedside table. It's easy to leave that behind. But number 1, well done, Beer Mug.
Wow.
Allie.
You said this was an Australian survey?
Mm-hmm.
Dingo. No.
All right. Nobody left a dingo behind.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
My turn?
Yes.
Waffle iron. No?
You were on a roll, too, Kevin.
One is a roll for me.
Beer mug?
I'm going to go ahead and say toiletry bag.
Toiletries number three on the list.
Very Muggs well is on fire.
I have certainly left my toothbrush in the shower before. Yeah, it's easy to do stuff like that.
Now,
Allie, you're up next.
Does that include all toiletries, like shampoo?
Yes, toiletries is just in its own category, right?
This might be weird because most people don't travel with it. Mm-hmm. I do because I like a flat pillow. Mm-hmm. Would pillow be on there?
Pillows are number six, Allie.
Oh.
People who bring their own pillows to hotels, which I totally get. I don't do that, but I certainly miss my pillow at home when I'm on the road. That's
you should
for sure.
Bring it with you.
All right, Kevin, you're next.
Machete.
I'm sorry.
I mean, people remember that.
Oh, it is Australia, so people could definitely be out there bushwhacking, right?
Keep
speaking of someone who needs bushwhacking, your mug, you're up next.
It's true. How about laptop or tablet?
Oof. You know, I was very surprised to not see that on the list. I would have expected that, too. Some sort of computer deal or phone or something like that. Yeah, none of that is on the list. All right, Allie.
How about just your clothing item?
Clothing is number two. By the way, shirts are first. Mm-hmm. Underwear is second.
Ew.
Who's leaving their underwear behind?
Who wears underwear? Wait, what?
One hotel found 880 pieces of clothing last year.
Wow!
In 1 year. Most items of clothing are either left hidden out of sight in the wardrobe or even camouflaged on the bed. All right, let's go around one more time, and then I'll reveal the top 10 most forgotten items in Australian hotel rooms last year. Kevin, your final guess.
I just know, based on my own life, of something that I have to have every night to go to sleep, and that's a sock monkey.
That's me?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's you. Sorry, I got us confused.
And I did one time leave my sock monkey behind in a hotel, and had to drive back there and had to go down into the laundry room where they were cleaning all the sheets and stuff in these giant washer dryers until they got done with the loads. And
Yeah. And to be clear about Sock Monkey, that has nothing to do with it,
and
right?
And Sock Monkey was returned that he was fine, by the way. All right, Muggs.
Bean actually does travel with Sock Monkey.
Your final guess, Muggs.
How about illicit drugs?
Mm. Oh, drugs is a great guess. No.
No. Oh.
Allie, your final guess.
What about like a sleep mask?
No sleep masks.
Mm. Can I have one more? Just one more guess? Money.
Well, number 10 is wallet. So that one might include money.
Okay.
Money, they think, is a tip for the cleaning people.
Depending how much it is.
If you leave your whole wallet, though, that's not really
probably not that. That's a good tip.
Number 9 on the list. Items most left behind in Australian hotel rooms. Jewelry.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Of course. Which I can certainly see doing. Number 8, Kevin nailed sex toys. Number 7 was eyeglasses or sunglasses.
Sure. Of course.
Number 6, pillows. Number 5, shoes, which I guess somehow
I thought that would be clothing.
Shoes
would
different be clothes. Clothing. Sorry, shoes, yeah.
Okay.
Number 4, books. People leave books behind.
Loser.
Right?
Who reads? Reading.
Then 3, toiletries. Number 2, clothing. And number 1, mobile phone chargers. So, Muggs, did you win this game?
Oh, we tied. Oh, tonight.
It was a tie.
Yeah.
But this has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Very excited to talk to Kristen Yelich. She's on the phone right now from the Milwaukee Brewers, the National League MVP. Local boy, Allie, as you were just saying, go Warriors, right?
Yeah, Westlake High, everybody.
Westlake High.
He basically made Mike Lieberthal look like, whatever, Westlake High. We got Kristen Yelich.
Westlake High, class of 2010, you guys, and never forgot his roots because he is involved in this wonderful charity called California Strong that has already raised $500,000 for the community of Thousand Oaks, which, as you know, had a devastating 1-2 punch between the shooting and the fires. Kristen, so great to have you on the Kevin Amin Show, man. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So the rumor I've heard is that this started as just a text message between friends, like, hey, we got to do something. They need help. Is that true?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I don't think any of us really knew how it was going to evolve or what we were going to start. But it's been great to see what it's become and how many people have gotten behind it in support of the cause.
Mm-hmm. And do you live back in the Thousand Oaks area in the off season?
Yeah, they're in Malibu, so obviously right in the middle of both the areas that were affected by all these events, and you just saw how much help everybody needed and felt like it was something that had to be done. People needed help, so somebody had to step up and try and get people back on their feet in a time of need.
I mean, I just can't believe you're not choosing to live in Wisconsin during January. You know,
it seems like a little bit too cold.
Seems like it'd be super, super cool. Yeah. All right. So, what's going on this Sunday on the campus of Pepperdine University? Rain or shine, you got batting practice at noon, and then 1 o'clock the softball game. And I am astonished at the list of people that are going to be involved in this thing.
Yeah, so basically, we're having a celebrity softball game, Pepperdine. Starts at 1:30, but I think everyone will be there at noon for a little bit of batting practice. People just be around. And, yeah, like you said, we've got some great names coming out to support, and everybody feels passionate about helping out and giving back to the community. And we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great time, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't rain. It looks like we're going to be all right. So
I got to be honest.
Everything seems to be working out.
I got to be honest, when I saw this, I thought, wow, it'd be so great if it rained, just because you guys are going to do it rain or shine. So you would be playing that entire game in the rain.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't. We don't need that.
Kevin,
so
come
no,
on.
So no on the rain.
No, okay. No on the rain.
Sorry, I didn't realize we weren't on the same page.
Because they're also, not only are they going to have the game, they're going to have an interactive kid zone, they're going to have food trucks, surprise musical guest. Any hints for us?
No, you have to see. It's going to be a great time, though. We've got you know, a ton of support, like I said, and it's actually really just all started to come together here in the last week or two as far as who's going to be turning out and what exactly is going to be going on. So,
okay,
like I said, great event and a ton of support.
I'm not surprised to see, you know, basketball, football, fellow baseball stars that are going to be participating. I mean, you've got Angels, you've got Dodgers, you've got Yankees, you've got White Sox. Where did the Adam Sandlers and the Jamie Foxes and the Brad Paisleys of the world get involved? How did that happen, Christian?
Yeah, you know, it was just all through either personal relationships with them or friends of friends, and just reaching out and asking if they'd like to be involved in something like this and giving back. And everyone's been, you know, super responsive to the fact that the area needs a lot of help, and everyone really wants to be a part of it, which has been the cool thing to see, is how much people care and actually really want to donate their time and give back.
We're talking to Christian Yelich here from the Milwaukee Brewers, local boy, talking about this event that's going to be happening with the California Strong Charity on the campus of Pepperdine University this Sunday, raising money for Thousand Oaks. California Strong is, like I said, has raised $500,000 already. Awesome T-shirts that you can buy if you can't make it to the event. By the way, those are available through the website as well. And I saw that your teammate Ryan Braun was one of the guys who lost most of his home in those fires. Is that true, Christian?
No, his is fine. They burned all around it, and there's houses on his street that didn't make it, but fortunately, he was able to make that okay. Same with Mike Moustakas. They they were displaced for a few weeks because of smoke damage and all that stuff, but they were fortunate the house made it through.
It must have been so tough when all of that was going down with you, you know, having such strong ties to the community, to be, you know, on the road and trying to concentrate on your job and just keeping one eye on the TV to see what was happening. And it was just such an awful, awful time they went through, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, obviously you grew up in this community, you frequented these places, you know exactly where this is happening, and that was, that was tough, and just to see some of the people that were hurting and woke up one morning, went to work, everything was fine, and later that burned down or they lost a loved one in the shooting. It's just really sad and tragic, and it hits home a little bit more. It's an area that you're super familiar with.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like when you're watching the news, that's someplace else. Always that's someplace else. So it has to be such a weird thing to be happening to you or people that you know.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. You got a big, big weekend ahead. I wanted to ask, though. Obviously, the Brewers are a great team. You know, first in the division, and you had an amazing season. But how great would it be to be a Dodger, Christian? You ever think about that?
Hey, we'll see. Maybe one day.
I mean, hometown boy. I'm sure you grew up watching the Dodgers. That's where you need to be, son.
I know. I grew up going to Dodger games, obviously, and we came a little short against them there in the playoffs this year. But hey, never know. Maybe one of these days. But it's been a great time in Milwaukee so far, and I really love it out there.
All right, fantastic. ca-strong.com if you want all the information, and tickets are still available for the event this Sunday at Pepperdine University. Sounds like a great, great time. Christian, thanks for jumping on. I'm sorry it took us this long to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, but you're welcome anytime, sir.
It's all good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
It is Friday morning. Allie is here with one of my favorite What's Happenings of the whole week.
Mine as well. During this What's Happening, we talk about our That's My Jam playlist. You can find it at Kevin and Bean on all of our socials. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And every week we add to this playlist because we all have very different tastes. We all like all different kinds of music. And if you're looking for new music that you may not be hearing in the mainstream, or maybe a song that you haven't thought about in a long time, and that's your jam, you're going to hear it on this playlist. So we all add a new song every single week. And Kevin, your pick is up first.
Mine is Billie Eilish. She just released a song called When I Was Older, and it's inspired by the movie Roma.
Mm-hmm. Which you can't wait to see, I understand.
Agreed.
Because it has everything you love in a film. It's in black and white and subtitled.
Mm-hmm.
She said she and her brother were writing the song, and they said nothing about this song would exist without the film, which is exactly what we love about it.
Wow.
And it's a new song that she just released called When I Was Older. It's not going to wake you up in the morning, but I love it.
Right.
No.
All right. Excellent.
A little behind the scenes, Allie is being attacked by a bug.
Right? Thank you. You see it? I feel like I'm on acid.
It was on your face.
I don't see a bug, and that makes it funnier.
It's a little black bug. That's insane.
Why the bug got to be black, and how did it get onto what floor are you guys on?
Second floor.
Second floor. How did it get in?
I believe it flew.
But all the way through all those doors and everything?
Yeah.
I mean, it was attacking you.
Thank you. I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah.
Because I was beginning to think I was having a flashback.
The answer how it got here was bugs.
That's right.
Great point.
He's our own little pig pen.
All right. Billie Eilish, what about you, Bean?
I'm a fan of Mike Posner, and I'm not afraid to say it. He just played Acoustic Christmas for us last month here at K-Rock. He has a new song out called Move On. His forthcoming album is dropping in about 2 weeks, called A Real Good Kid. You should see the video of this. You'll hear some of the song in a moment, but the video is a very dark time in Mike's life. He has footage of his dad, who just passed away from brain cancer. His good friend and producer Avicii is in the video, who obviously we lost last year. He also recently broke up with his girlfriend, and he admits that he cries himself to sleep at night. So there's not a lot of happiness in the song.
Whoa.
But the message is, move on. Here's Mike Posner.
If I won't
could have used a little lyric as well as a chorus, but check out the song on the playlist. Jensen, would you say that that's a bop?
I'm not going to give an official word until I hear the whole song.
Okay.
But I do know he starts it by saying, I wish Tracy Chapman was my friend. That's the first lyric in the song.
Oh.
And that's bop-ish.
Because he needs like a fast car for a getaway?
Yeah. He's looking for a getaway driver.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jensen, what's your pick?
Listen, friend of the show, friend of mine, Method Man, released a brand new album in December, middle of December. And he is still at the top of his game. You know, it's not easy to be in your late 40s and still be killing the rap game.
Mm-hmm.
Method Man is. He's still as talented as he's always been. The song I wanted to play from the album, which is called Meth Lab 2, The Lithium, is a song called Episode 7, Bridge Boys, featuring Rock from Duck Down.
I'm dope and I ain't never spoke Ebonics. Might change, but the game don't stop. Trying to move some cane, get a range or drop four. Saying I made it. But tell them I'm hood famous. Players might change, but the game don't stop. No. Trying to move some cane, get a range or drop. One more block, cause I'm faded.
If it makes you feel any better, I also got a hook. So, didn't get any lyrics. But I swear, Method Man's on it.
All right. My pick is from a Welsh rock band that a lot of people know and a lot of people don't know. And those people need to get on board because I love me some Catfish and the Bottlemen. This is their first new music in 3 years. We don't know when the album's coming out. All we know from an interview is that there will be 11 tracks on it. But this is their first release, like I said, in 3 years. And it is called Long Shot. Listen, the distance between us, could it take a while once we close that difference? You turn up like a friend of mine. Every once in a while, the little things made me smile as if one of our long shots paid off. One of our long shots paid off. I love them so much.
Your clip was better than my clip.
Well, I mean, Catfish in the Bottom of his face. Awesome. If you haven't heard their first two albums, The Balcony and The Ride, phenomenal to me from start to finish. But if you're interested in seeing them play live, which I'm telling you, you should, they're going to be playing in LA March 22nd at the Hollywood Palladium. They are fantastic, and I love them.
So Ellie got a better clip and a live show.
I mean,
it seems not fair.
Method Man lives in Staten Island. He probably won't be here at all. Okay. He's just staying there. And if you, just a hook. I mean, we really didn't sell it well.
Okay.
Billie Eilish, I mean, she has played here recently.
I think she's taking time off of shows, though. Okay. And Mike Buzzer's probably going out. I mean,
he's got a lot of stuff he's got to deal with.
He's dealing with a lot of stuff.
All right.
I think you win that round, Alex.
Okay, cool. Again, that was the That's My Jam playlist. There's a ton of music on there. I think about 6 hours. So just get on there, click follow, and then maybe even press shuffle. And you're going to get all different types of genres of songs and new ones every week. Again, you can find it at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. It's That's My Jam. And I love it so very much. For your birthdays today, we have people like Mary J. Blige.
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... God it. Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word once.
And your good work.
Not sure how you can screw up the word one, but
okay. Oh, he'll find a
way. I don't know.
And happy birthday to Amanda Peet and Naomi Judd. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, King of Mexico.
What's up?
Hey, our producer Dave.
Yo.
Internet Roundup is a thing that we do where we take the best viral videos of the week and put them all in one location at KROQ.com or KevinBean.com. And this is the first one of 2019, so it better be good, goddammit. Hit it, Steve.
It's the Internet Roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
Have you ever wanted to see a dog open a door?
Yes!
Well, you don't have to wait anymore. Ooh. You missed a couple viral things living on the web, so listen, we pulled a couple of clips for you then. These are some memes and songs worth a look that you'll forward to your mother to post on Facebook. Mostly the net is a garbage time suck, but here are some clips that we like very much.
It's the Internet Roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
I don't know if you've ever had this feeling. I certainly have, where you see an idea that somebody's come up with that's so great that you're mad at yourself that you didn't think of it. Because
of course, because it's so easy.
Because it's so easy and the world needed it. And I am furious that this was not our idea. But one of the videos in the Roundup this week is topless women react to each other's breasts and discuss boob size. Now, how did we not come up with that?
I'm not sure.
They take perfect strangers and they put them in a room and they take their tops off and they look at and examine and discuss each other's boobs. Now, that's a video, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything else is just a waste of time.
That's a bar bathroom?
That's a bar bathroom any night.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Check out these. Oh, my God.
You're learning on something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And also the one that Kevin brought us yesterday of the lady who's singing the song about dipping your chicken fingers in soda. That's on the Roundup, too. But let's listen to some audio. This one's great. This is a guy who's working late, almost 10 p.m. in an office, and he and his coworkers decide to order some Chinese. But he's very frustrated because the coworkers can't order without a menu. He doesn't need a menu. He's too smart for a menu, and he gets challenged on that, and I think he delivers.
Do you always know what you want to order?
I haven't looked at a menu in 24 years. Try me.
Thai. Pad see you. Thai iced tea.
India.
Chicken tikka masala garlic.
Italian.
Chicken parm.
They're out of chicken.
Chicken piccata.
Go to hell. You first.
A genie grants you three wishes. World's greatest sorcerer, new magic lamp, freedom for the first genie.
You're at a diner where you can mix and match. Menu's 10 pages.
Cheeseburger deluxe, medium well, bacon and grilled onions, waffle fries filling, that curly fries filling, that regular fries, and a chocolate goddamned milkshake.
You're gonna give yourself a heart attack.
You're gonna give me a heart attack.
I mean, the guy's good, right?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, guy knows what he wants to order. He's the kind of guy I want to go out to lunch with because there's none of that nonsense where you figure it out on the fly.
And I believe that's Kevin. I believe we could throw anything at him and he has an order for it ready to go.
I mean, probably.
And yeah. I believe, that's Kevin, and B, that is Bean's dream, man.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
Yeah. People that take more than 2 seconds to order.
It's annoy me.
Unreal. Yeah. He'll yell at you.
I like this next video a lot because of the narration. You know, a lot of times, like in this instance, a guy is chopping down a tree, and spoiler alert, it falls onto his truck. It destroys his truck, okay? But I like that somebody had the foresight to have the video rolling with narration while his friend was chopping down the tree, and here's how it went down.
All righty. So I'm in Arkansas with my brother-in-law. Got this tree right next to the house right here. Been dropping limbs on top of the house. And so Terry said, hold my beer. I'm going to cut this thing down. So let's see what happens. Terry! It's coming!
Destroys their truck.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. By the way, also, mom told them not to do it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't there, so they did it.
If Yolanda were here, she'd say don't do it, but she ain't here. I love it. And getting serious for a second, and every once in a while, a video can be not just funny, but very powerful. And this one is terrific. You don't probably remember the name Ahmed Best, but he is a very talented actor who was discovered on Broadway and ended up being called in to read for the first Star Wars reboot. He ended up, unfortunately, getting the Jar Jar Binks role. Now, none of us Star Wars fans remember Jar Jar Binks favorably. But this video is worth watching because, and Allie, I know that you appreciated this, because those people on the other side of the internet hate are actual people with actual feelings. And the backlash on Jar Jar Binks was so bad for Ahmed that he ended up coming very close to committing suicide just because of the hate he got from just trying to be a working actor, just doing the best he could. And this video is called The Moment I Opened Up About Suicide. We're going to let this roll for a little bit because I think it's very powerful.
Then the movie came out and there was just so much hate and venom and anger directed at me, and I took it personally. And a lot of times, you know, I hear people say, we're not talking about you, we're talking about Jar Jar. You're talking about me. I put a lot of me into that work. I didn't know how to respond. I was a 26-year-old kid. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have a publicist. I didn't know anything about that. I was just alone. And the depression hit me hard. I was just broken. The only thing I could think of to make me feel better was to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. But this time when I walked across the bridge, I didn't see the lights of Manhattan. I didn't see the towers. I didn't see anything. I just saw a fog. As I was standing there, a gust of wind just knocked me off balance. And I caught myself. That's when I woke up. Thought to myself, if I was really about it, if I really wanted to do this, I would have let that gust of wind just take me. But I didn't. Life just came back to me. It just came rushing to me. Something in my consciousness that said, you have to make it to tomorrow.
That's amazing.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth watching because A, you know, mental health is a serious issue in this country. B, suicidal thoughts are not uncommon. C, we all need help sometimes. And D, when you're sitting down to write something ugly to some celebrity, or some radio hosts. You know, keep in mind that there are real people on the other side of that computer. Oh. So that one's worth checking it out. You can see all the videos at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
KROQ. All right, we've been looking forward to this all day. It's very tough to get playoff tickets in the NFL. The Rams NFL divisional playoff game against Dallas is going to be at the LA Memorial Coliseum tomorrow. Game time 5:15. You can go if you've got the best LA Rams fan song.
Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs is on. Ram it. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs is on. Ram it. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs is on. Ram it again.
I don't like that.
Just
that at all.
Less ram it.
That is not my favorite.
Can we drop the whole? That's disgusting.
I mean, it is not what we wanted.
I didn't feel like when the players did the original Ram song, it didn't seem filthy like it does when Omar does it. All right, so we're doing battle rap rules here, right?
You're saying
knocked out. Knockout. Okay, so doesn't really matter where we start. You've just got to be the best one going. So why don't we begin on line one? Let's get Jose on the line here from Burbank and see what he's got for us.
Morning, Jose.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. What are you going to do for us for the Rams tickets?
All right. I got it. Okay. We L.A. We scream L.A. Rams. We got our teams back. Check the stands. Murder the Cowboys. Bury them in the handsome dam. Hail Marys all day. Even the Cowboy fans like, damn. We texting every team like Uncle Sam. After Saturday, we the champions. That's our jam. Touchdowns like hoeing once. Must be Jared Goff. That's our man. Dodge the bullet coming from the Cowboys. We the Rams.
Okay,
Jose.
All right.
A lot of enthusiasm there. And so far, you are the winner.
And slightly terrifying.
Like, I don't want to be sitting next to him, I think is what I'm saying.
All right, so Mike in Los Angeles is next, and he has to either beat Jose or we hang up on him.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, hi.
That's not nice.
Good luck to you, Mike. We're pulling for you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so some will say L.A., some will say St. Louis. When we win it all, the insults will miss us. We got that young gun standing under center, making the Coliseum rock, even though it's just a renter. Todd Gurley is the MVP. Aaron Donald's making big plays, sacking that QB like he's Bobby Boucher. On the sidelines, there's Coach McVay. He's come to L.A. He showed them the way to the promised land. He's the man with the plan to get us that ring to make L.A. football, again, a big thing.
I appreciate very much his research.
Mm-hmm.
His,
agreed.
He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I give Jose the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still scared to hang up on him.
I'm sorry, Mike. That was a valiant effort, but I think Jose's still wearing the crown for right now. Let's move on and see who's next.
Luke in Cypress. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
What are you going to do for us for the Rams tickets?
White boy rap here.
All right.
That's kind.
All right. Gotta see the Rams, got to see them live. Gurley cross the goal line, he is gonna die. Gotta see the Rams, gotta see the Rams. Are the Cowboys any good? Do they have enough? Aaron Donald says no, the run game he will serve. Gotta see the Rams, gotta see the Rams. Show is still in holes, their line kicking goals. Got the slinging bullets, Rams are gonna roll. Gotta see the Rams, gotta see the Rams.
Brandon
Cook down the field, he's going to explode. Gotta see the game with Wake Do.
Okay.
Well, come on.
You know how we love the comedy singing. You know
I mean.
That.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Move him through.
That was better, yes.
Yeah. I think I'm team Luke agreed. As well. I'm so sorry, Jose. So sorry, but Luke is currently... sorry, bye.
You hung
up on the poor guy.
It's all good. What, is he going to bury us in a dam? Isn't that what he said?
All right, so Jose is gone. Mike is gone. Luke is the reigning champ. Who's up next to try to take it away?
Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you got a tough competitor here. What you going to do for us?
Yeah, I know. I'm a little nervous, so let's see how it goes. I made up my own little rap.
Okay, great.
All right, here it goes. Kevin, Bean, Ali, and Jensen. Lucky beer making judging, because that's some easy convincing. There's no way in hell I'm missing this game. Please pick me and don't be a lame. Send me to this game so I can go insane. That's all I got.
Well,
Wow.
Alex, I think you're adorable, but did you hear Luke?
Yeah, I heard Luke.
Okay. Right.
Sorry, Alex.
Thank you for calling. Hey, don't be a lame. Don't be a lame, you guys.
No. Don't end your song with "That's all I got" either. I don't think that's a positive.
Let's bring in our own little Nicki Minaj here on line 5. Do you mind? We got Hyla. She is calling from Los Angeles. She's gonna smoke Luke. That's what's gonna happen here.
Hey, Hyla.
Hi. So white mom rap.
Okay. All right. Fine.
And I need some audience participation. Allie, Jensen, you up for it?
Yeah, sure. I think I'll regret it, but let's do it.
Okay, it's not too complicated.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
here we go. Whose house, Allie?
Bing, Ron's ding, ding, house. Bing, ding, ding. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry, I was going to do... Okay. Ram's house, Allie. Whose house, Jensen?
Ram's house, Jensen.
Thank you. Guys, you're killing my groove.
Hyla, you're the best, but have a good day.
Your groove is already dead.
I thought you were supposed to yell, Ram's house.
You did. Oh, I mean, how are you supposed to...
know?
I mean, they're calling for Rams tickets, if that was a clue, but...
Well, I did a conference call with her last night. I knew exactly what to do.
All right. Let's, do you want to go on? You want to try another one, or are we going to cut them off?
One more.
Let's do one more, because we sort of feel like maybe we ruined that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jesse in Walnut, hi.
How you doing, guys?
All right, poorly. That's how it's going.
Luke is the last man standing, unless you can beat him.
All right, I wrote a little quick one. I'm already late to work. Guys.
Okay.
All right, let's go. I'm about to rap with the K-Rock squad. The Rams are the best football mob. We're going to win this weekend with Goff on our side. They say the Cowboys are good, but it's going to be all right. I'm a young kid and too broke to go. Kevin Bean and Ali, give me the green light to go. Oh, and Jensen, you too, my bro.
Friends house.
I mean, Jesse, solid second place.
Solid second place.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Jesse.
All right, get to work. Let's go back to Luke and say congratulations, sir. You're going to see the Rams hopefully advance in the playoffs tomorrow at the Coliseum against Dallas. How you feel?
My wife is going to kill me when she hears this.
In a good way or a bad way?
In an embarrassed, I can't believe you just did that on the radio.
Oh, no, you were spectacular.
You were great.
What's her name, Luke?
What's her name?
Her name is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
Lisa's house.
Lisa's house.
Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs. Rams fan songs is on.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock KROQ.
Whatever happened with you going to CES? Wasn't CES something you used to love to be at?
Yeah, it used to be on the weekend. Mm-hmm. There used to be more on a weekend, and now it seems to be during the week more.
Yeah, today's the last day, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I did it for a long time, but then you realize you can't really see much of anything as not a professional. That's why we have Ashley Escada, who is a professional, and she goes and she sees stuff.
She is the senior editor of CNET. She has been covering it from Las Vegas all week long, and she joins us for the first time in 2019 on the phone right now. Ashley, what's going on?
Hi, friends. Hi. Long time, no talk. How's it going?
Too long. How are your holidays and everything? Everything good?
It was very good. I have to say congratulations to Jensen.
Oh, thank you.
For his baby. And I'm having one too.
Ah.
But it's definitely not Jensen's.
Well, no, it's Daredevil's.
But
do you know?
Well, congratulations on doing the sex and making it all work.
Yeah, thank you. I was pretty excited about it.
That's
you know?
Strange congrats, but for the rest of us, congratulations.
Well, Ashley, what is the what's the overview? What's the mood? Every once in a while, it seems like there is a storyline that emerges out of CES where we go, okay, that's it. It's AI, or that's it. It's Bluetooth, or that's it. Whatever the new technology is, 5G, it's finally here. Is there anything that's kind of like blowing people away this year?
You know, it's funny, like this year was kind of a snooze fest in the way of like really big, crazy announcements. There were a couple like really cool products, but, the two big kind of focuses this year were AI and 5G, which are kind of too early of promises to actually mean anything to a normal person.
I feel like that's true with CES. They bring out stuff that the rest of us might be able to get like a year and a half from now.
Yeah, and so, I will say this. This was the first year that I saw a lot of things that are shipping this year.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, So they or are available to like pre-order on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or online or, you know, things like that. So that was really exciting. A lot of times we see stuff and they're like, well, it's a prototype. Right, and there exactly. was stuff like that. Hyundai had a walking car, like a car with legs.
What?
I saw that. It can, like, walk up a rock hill. It was like, ridiculous.
Like Bumblebee?
Yeah. Yeah, like Bumblebee. Yeah. No, seriously. It looked like a transformer. It's called the Hyundai Elevate. And they it's for rescue. But it looks insane. Like, I mean, absolutely looks insane.
That's not going to backfire at all.
No.
No. No, no. And then the other thing that definitely won't backfire is flying taxi drones, which there was one in particular was the Bell Nexus. And this thing looks like it came out of Blade Runner. It's gorgeous, but, you know...
I'm not getting in it.
No.
Yeah, I have this kind of thought process about, like, flying cars, where it's like, things that fly sometimes fall down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I don't, you know, I like planes because they're pretty highly regulated, but, you know, we've seen people fly drones into wildfires, so I don't know. About
fair enough.
The
yeah, we're
taxi.
With you on that.
I want to go back. Ashley Escada on the phone, senior editor of CNET, CNET.com, talking about the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Today's the last day. I want to go back to 5G for a second because I feel like I'm already hearing commercials that 5G is available for some consumers with some, if you have the right provider. Where are we in Los Angeles on that?
So amongst the carriers, I know Verizon says that 5G is available in like a tiny little area in LA. But then when we tried really hard to sign up for it, mm-hmm. we tried pretty much every zip code and it said it wasn't available. So I'm not really sure who's got 5G in LA, but I know that they're doing a lot of testing, a lot of rollouts. That are in small amounts of cities. So I know Verizon, I think, has under 10 or 5 cities that have some 5G, but it's not okay. a full 5G rollout.
Do you have a sense for when it will be for the masses? So it'll be everywhere.
I think the hard thing here is infrastructure. So obviously, like, there are some places that still don't even have LTE, like right. high-speed connection. So I think a lot of this stuff that people are promising, it's like... In a really big city like LA, which is so spread out, I mean, it could take 5 to 10 years to blanket the entire metropolitan yeah. area in something like 5G.
Will it be worth it? Will it blow our minds, change our lives?
It is really fast, and it's so much faster than what we have now. And, I mean, if you go somewhere like Seoul in Korea, you can have internet speeds that are like, I mean, hundreds of gigabytes download a second
wow.
I mean, in the air. It's just available wow. to you. Like wow. the Wi-Fi there, the public Wi-Fi there is like insane. So, and that's the type of speed like you're talking about when you have 5G. So that is a thing that can be very transformative in the way of how cities work. Self-driving cars need that to be able to download data very quickly. And so there's a lot of things that would work much better with 5G, but it's that rollout. It's that rollout, and the thing is it costs money, and so, of course, either these companies are going to pass that cost down to you, or there's going to be some brave city out there that says, hey, like, we're going to fund 5G because we want it, and we want to make it happen, which would be great, but then that cost has to go somewhere, so it's right, either right. going to get passed down to a taxpayer or to a subscriber of a service.
It's like you're talking about, like, the city of Portland just decided that they were going to make high-speed internet available in every square inch of Portland because they were trying to attract businesses to make sure that
right.
you know. So it sounds like, yeah, somebody's just going to have to decide that that's their
thing. Well, California has nothing but money.
Oh, yeah.
So we can start from that.
I know. We're really rolling in it. All right, so, Ashley, you know, I feel like we could do it.
I want to ask you two more quick things before we run out of time. One is, I really got the sense, and maybe I'm a dumbass, it was just from all the commercials that I saw over the holidays, that things like the Ring doorbell ViewCam have reached critical mass now, where it's a common product that a lot of people are using. Are you seeing lots of stuff that has to do with surveillance and cameras and things like that now?
Yeah, actually Ring rolled out a whole line of security cameras, security lights. So you can now kind of hardwire these around your house. And if it detects motion from a certain distance away, your camera, your doorbell camera will start rolling, and it's all connected to each other. So they want you to sort of buy into this, like,
idea that you could buy like an entire system that will keep your house safe and things like that. And yes, there are very many smart home cameras and sensors. And I mean, smart home has kind of become like the thing at CES. So we've right. seen all kinds of appliances and, you know, different kinds of lighting and, you know, just a whole mess of stuff.
That I don't feel like house. I need an internet on my fridge. I don't feel like no, I need that.
Don't knock it till you
I
got
see this. I see this every year. Samsung has this thing called Family Hub. It's a giant tablet basically built into a refrigerator. And this refrigerator costs like thousands of dollars. And they're like, yeah, you can use it to like keep up with your family. And I'm like, that's what cell phones are for. Why would any 10-year-old
That's what living in the same house is for, too, by the way.
Yeah, you can actually speak to each other. I don't know if some families have not
talked about that. Overrated
indeed.
Sounds
yeah.
gross.
And Bean, what was your second one? Because we're running out of time here.
I know, we're completely out of time. Just a few words on the robot dog. I know you were lucky enough to have the robot dog on your show. How adorable is Albo? Or Ibo, I guess it is.
Really effing cute.
Really?
It's a $3,000 robot dog. I would never buy one, but we are giving one away on CNET, so you should go enter because I think we're giving one away at the end of the month. And it is obscenely adorable, and I did not like how quickly I liked it.
Really? And this is because real dogs don't exist
right.
anymore,
that's
right?
True. That's true.
Yeah, I don't. We don't have meat dogs anymore now. We just have robot dogs.
All right, let's leave it on meat dog, shall we? Ashley is the senior editor of CNET. You should follow her on Twitter at her name, Ashley Escada, and of course, CNET.com doing coverage from Las Vegas all this week. Today's the last day. Ashley, Happy New Year once again. Congratulations on the baby. I hope we see you again soon, my dear.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
One of the fun events of the entire week is when we get to this segment on the show each Friday. It's time for Keep It 100. Hit it, Steve.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Any song we have that we've ever played on K-Rock, we'll be willing to play for you. If you're Texter 100, let's see what we just missed this time around. Matthew Pacoima, he was number 99 for Volcano Girls by Veruca Salt. Great band, great choice.
All right.
Texter 101 was Mario from the 562. Wanted to hear a little hook from Blues Traveler.
Which Blues Traveler, I haven't heard about in a while.
I think I might have enjoyed hearing that as well.
Why is your voice so high?
I don't know. That's a great question. However, only one can be Texter 100, and she is on the line right now. Let's go out to Monrovia and say hi to Jennifer in the 626. Hey, Jen, what's going on?
Good morning. Not much.
Well, we're delighted that you decided to text us. Was this your first attempt at Keep It 100, or are you a regular?
Oh, no, I do it all the time.
First win, though. Yeah.
Same song or a different
first
song time. Every time?
Same song every time. Oh, this is like my favorite segment. I love this segment.
So do we.
Yeah, it's super fun. Yeah. I mean, except for that Limp Bizkit week, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
How did you choose the song that we're going to be playing for you here, Jennifer?
It's just like a nostalgic song for me from like junior high. I just love it.
Okay, well, why don't you introduce it to the K-Rock audience?
Okay, it's Suzanne Vega's Tom's Diner.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a bop.
Jennifer from Monrovia is our Keep It 100 texter number 100. She came up with Suzanne Vega with the remix of Tom's Diner. I have so many fun facts to tell you about this song.
Here we go. No, please.
But
Can we vote? No, thank you.
I'm going to look. I'm willing to put a dollar out if this fact doesn't blow your mind.
Is it the only one we get?
I'll leave it at this one.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
And then we'll have Allie guess or guess. All right. Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega was the first ever MP3.
Yeah! Whoa. That's pretty interesting.
That was the song that was used to develop the audio compression known as MP3. It was the first one ever. How's that for a fun fact that you could use on Jeopardy or something?
That was Beans.
Friends.
Fun fact.
That was actually a good fun fact.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm.
All right, Allie, you're super good at being able to place. Now, we already got one hint because you, of course, followed Jennifer's school life.
So yes, when she was in junior high.
She was in junior high, so that helps you.
Mm-hmm. But you threw me off because you then said, oh, we played this in its heyday. And you guys started in 1990, which completely threw me off because I was going to say it was mid-80s. Because when and maybe it's just when I think of her, I think of Left of Center from the movie Pretty in Pink, and that was like 86. Okay. So I was going way before 1990.
Okay. I think we're looking for a year, though, as
a
guess.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Not a filibuster.
I'm going 87.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to give you credit for 87, but it has a complicated history.
Wait,
Tom's Diner, remix is different.
Exactly. Tom's Diner was written in 1981, released by Suzanne Vega in 1987, but the version we just heard, which is the remix by the British group DNA, came out in 1990. That's the hit version that we all played, including the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock back in the day.
I think Allie wins.
Wins-ish. The song 80s? You heard, though.
Well, I was just going on Tom's Diner, and then I was, again, like I said, Pretty in Pink, Left of Center. Remember Ducky when he was like, oh, I'm so
right,
bad.
But none of that is relevant.
Yeah. Okay.
So, her version came out in 87. The hit remix came out in 1990, and that, I think, is the song that Jennifer from Monrovia was looking for. So, great choice. We are going to give you a partial win there, Allie.
It's an asterisk.
No problem.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
It's Friday on the show and I'm nervous for you. So in case you missed it, here's the week in review. First off, Bean got a visitor who needed cash. His story worked a bunch next door in the past. But it was obviously a scam, and from this day forth, he'll wait for that thief with nunchucks on his porch. And Allie is a monster who we need her to stop. Getting ready in the morning, shoe sock, shoe sock. Woke Dave got jury duty, but that'll fail. He thinks if you're arrested, you should probably be in jail. Lamar and Chris Smith spit publicity. But I won't watch either because there's too much TV. And Golden Globes aired, and every moment was bad, except when Jeff Bridges rambled.
Our crew tag.
R. Kelly is trash, and Muggos can rap. And if you missed that shit, download the podcast.
Guys,
that is great advice.
I'd like to stop doing the podcast, if that's cool.
No. The podcast
can
is
we
here.
Vote on that's, that?
The podcast is here forever.
But I'm saying then people hear mistakes, perhaps, from any one of us.
Right?
And then a week later.
It could be any of us.
It could be any of us.
Love us for our fault.
I'm just saying we haven't thought of actually canceling the podcast.
Uh-huh. Kevin, we're
that's
pretty
my
much
pitch?
Okay. We're stuck with the podcast.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This works
right.
out better for some
okay.
people. All right. Allie is here with a special friend, as she used to introduce her girlfriends home from college, with her final look at what's happening.
What just happened? So weird.
What was that?
That was him saying I'm a lesbian. Yeah.
I didn't say it so many words.
You don't have
though.
Short hair.
You're filling
right?
out legs.
That's what it is.
What
You're
is happening?
Both very problematic.
Something yeah, you are, Bean, you are a delight.
Most of the time.
Wow.
I'm on some Zyrtec today, guys. I don't know if you could tell.
Jeez. All right, Kat is here, as she is every Friday, to tell us cool things that are happening in L.A. But first, you guys share your passwords with other people, like Netflix, Hulu, that type
no,
of thing?
No, that would be Never. Against the rules, and
yeah,
I'm a rule follower.
Yeah, follow.
Okay.
Never.
All right.
Well, I couldn't live with myself if I gave someone my Netflix password.
Okay. Just in case anyone...
Slightly drastic.
It's shoplifting.
I mean,
wait, hold
down.
On. I was joking. You feel that way for real?
100%. It is shoplifting.
I agree with
Bean. Yeah, I don't like the feeling.
I agree with Bean, too, then.
I don't like the feeling. I just don't know if I couldn't live with myself.
It seems extreme.
Really extreme. Well, for those that maybe do share their password with friends, a British company called Cinemedia has created artificial intelligence that can spot shared passwords on streaming services and then rat out those offending users. Each service will then choose to deal with the offender as they please. Maybe they'll send them an email asking them to upgrade to a premium service. Maybe they'll shut down their account entirely. However, if someone has illegally sold their password online, which is big business.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They will be turned into the police.
Wow.
Cinemedia says that the system has already begun trials. No official release date has been set as of yet, and we don't know what companies are going to be buying into this, but careful.
I hate this whole thing, not that it affects me at all.
Okay. Murder. Or Conspiracy Alley coming around the corner saying, Netflix put out this release. There's no Cinemedia. They're just scaring you.
So
right?
You won't do it? Sure.
Huh?
I mean, it doesn't affect me, so sure.
It doesn't affect you.
But that's what
no
everybody
way.
Thinks. It's the trickle-down thing, because mm-hmm. then it affects the productions, because there's less money coming in, and mm-hmm. it really does hurt all of the people working.
Please don't use logic and compassion during these crazy days.
I don't know why I think
no
this
one
way.
Asked for empathy.
I'm sorry.
Damn it! God, you guys. Tim Tebow, you guys, officially off the market.
Thank God. Oh.
What?
What?
What is he, your ex?
What's happening? Former NFL quarterback announced his engagement to former Miss Universe. Her name is Demi Lee Nell Peters. So if she, do you think she'll be like Demi Lee Nell Peters Tebow?
I hope so.
Just add one more? Why not? So yeah, they're going to be having the sex, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Nice. Nice for you guys.
Finally.
Finally.
Right? Well, finally having the
he
sex.
He is a virgin. He's talked about it. I don't know much about her. But I'm just going to put it out there. She is. She's a virgin.
Nope. Okay.
Because they both love God a ton. And mm-hmm. I think that would probably be a deal breaker for him. Totally speaking for
you
Tim
really
Tebow.
You really are. You really
listen,
are.
I don't know.
I mean, based on the past of Tim Tebow, mm-hmm. it would make sense that he also found someone of like mind.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Like Jesus, right. You guys. So, Nev Schulman, the guy from Catfish.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was speaking at Apple's Soho location. He was discussing dating in the digital era, and he was yanked off stage because his wife went into labor.
Oh.
So, okay. Just 15 minutes into his little chat, they're like, you gotta go, your wife's in labor. And the audience cheered as he ran out the door, which I think is just delightful.
That's
it sounds
cute.
Like a little movie.
How does he know it was really his wife, though?
See, because catfish. Yes.
See. Okay, yep,
yes.
Yep, see what you
that,
did.
It made me out with everybody,
but I love it.
He showed up and it was just a dude on his couch.
That's right.
But having a baby.
Right? Yeah, yeah. He's like, it. Oh yeah, man, I'm having a baby. Absolutely. I'm Ashton Kutcher. You've been talking to me for 5 minutes.
Yes, and you'll know this. Yeah. I'm not wrong in remembering that Nev had 5 minutes of Me Too problems, too.
Yeah, he's
right?
A real problematic mess. He has a college situation where he was brought up on charges of sexual issues, and then they were able to trace it back that his parents are donors, and he didn't get in any trouble. Yeah. He's kind of a privileged dude, but I did just show the room a picture of Nev and his wife, who did have the baby, at a red carpet where she was pregnant and just wore a jacket and pants.
Oh, that was their first baby.
Yes,
yeah. So. I don't know what she's worn for this one, but yeah. Wow, okay. That is a look.
Yeah, Nev, weird dude. But sat next to him once at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good diversion. Sat next to him one time at a wedding, sat next to him, and the whole time with his girlfriend at the time, not the woman he married, he was like, you knew when we started dating that the internet is my life.
Oh.
He said that next to me at the wedding, and I was like, dude, this is the dialogue I would have written for you.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And they were fighting over the internet.
Oh my God.
He's like, you knew when we started.
I want to see the notes in your phone during that wedding.
Oh, I was literally like, oh, Nev, you're fighting about the thing I want you to fight about.
They're doing the exact opposite of what you do at a wedding. You go to a wedding and you get horned up.
Oh, I don't know. People sometimes leave a wedding and break up.
Really?
Yeah, because you've seen like real love. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, we're not like that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just go to a wedding single and I'm boning in the broom closet. Yeah. That's never happened.
Real R&B hit.
That's a new Mumbles track.
It's never happened. Hey, Kat, what's going on this weekend?
Well, let's talk about you guys had in Christian Yelich, right?
Yeah, we talked to him earlier.
So on Sunday, just to recap, because they're doing this charity baseball game, and it's going down at Pepperdine University, and it's to raise funds, of course, the Thousand Oaks shooting that happened and the wildfires. And the participants in this game...
Insane.
It's nuts. It is everyone from Jamie Foxx and Adam Sandler, Brad Paisley, Charlie Sheen. You've got Nick Swardson. I mean,
amazing.
Think about those people.
Whitney Cummings. Yes, it's a crazy list.
And by the way, Justin Turner of the Dodgers mm-hmm. and a ton of other professional athletes. Jared Goff is going to be there. I mean, it's a great all-star lineup. And even if you can't go to the event, go to the California, what's the website? It's californiastrong.com, right?
Yes.
Go there, and the t-shirt is awesome. Even that is a contribution to the Thousand Oaks Victims.
Yes, and you said Whitney Cummings, Rainn Wilson. I mean, this list goes on and on of his people.
It's like MTV Rock and Jock Softball.
I used to love that.
Yeah, hopefully Dan Cortez will be there.
I hope so.
I think the website is CA-Right?
It is CA-strong.com.
Yes.
Not underscore. It's an actual dash.
Yes, okay, correct.
Thanks for that, Kevin.
Bricklayers versus the Violators.
Was it Violators?
That was the two teams.
Oh, boy, that show good. So much.
Boy, I wish I kept some space open for real knowledge.
What else, Kat? All right, and also on Sunday, and I can't believe this is the 11th annual, because I feel like I've only heard about it for a couple of years. It's the 11th annual No Pants Metro Ride.
What could go wrong?
The LA Metro System. So I guess this is in partnership with Improv Everywhere. It's the international mission to go no pants on the subway. Things are required for your participation. The willingness to take off your pants to ride the metro. And able to keep a straight face about it.
Yeah.
That's apparently a challenge.
I couldn't do both.
Yeah. And can we just put out there for any British people listening, we mean trousers. So your undies stay on.
Right.
Okay. And for the older people, slacks.
Yes, slacks.
Take off your... Or your dungarees.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
And I guess there's all these rendezvous points that they kind of want you to hit each one of them, and you'll find them on the list if you just look up No Pants Metro Ride 2019. Love it.
I do enjoy that, although it's a dumb event, I think it's funny that you're supposed to make no acknowledgement, just act like it's a completely normal ride.
Yeah.
Like you're not trying to be weird about it at all. You just sit there and, you know, look at your phone or whatever you would normally do.
Right.
And it's just supposed to freak out the people who don't know about it.
And the
you.
Thing is that I saw some pictures and, you know, people are like in shorts. And when I think no pants, I think
tidy whitey boxers.
No, I think nothing.
Well, that's right? illegal.
Yeah, that's why I said you have British long people. Shirt.
But it's legal on this day, though. On this day, it's all cool.
Oh, it's legal, right?
Yeah, all cool.
Let them know Kevin Ryder told you that.
So you should be obvious, then. You should be wearing, like, a jock strap or tighty whities or boxers.
I don't know that we want to see anyone in a jock strap.
But it's a no pants
thing. I understand that.
Boxers, guys.
Allie's face is...
why would you think they're not wearing underwear?
Because if you're just wearing shorts, it's like, who cares? It's L.A. It's warm enough.
Stay on target.
Right?
Stay on
target. All right. Thank you, Kat. Some birthdays for you. We've got Amanda Peet, Naomi Judd, and Mary J. Blige. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
We're talking poo.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I get it.
I am sorry that you have failed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have another appointment.
You know, you just go with somebody's... It's that energy and the belief system, and you just go and you go and you go, and then when do you stop and know? I never thought it would end like this. I don't think anybody did, because if we did, we wouldn't have done it.
That's Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn stuff right there, man.
Bong, bong.
Your mom's an asshole.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.